From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's defense equipment procurement's on right track. Indonesia's optimistic Singaporeans' visit to Lagoy will increase. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Defense analyst Benny Sukari says that the Indonesian government efforts to modernize its defense equipment have been on the right track as the threats of war may occur at any time. In a written statement received by Antara on Sunday, he cited that Russia's invasion of Ukraine since February 24, 2022 has turned into an open battle. Sukaris also assessed that the invasion of Ukraine showed that conflict and war could occur any time in any country. Hence, he perceived that Indonesia's efforts to purchase defense equipment in recent times were believed as the right step. Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore Suryo Pratomo is optimistic that the number of Singaporean tourists visiting Lagoy Integrated Tourism Zone in Bintan District, Riawalan Province, through the Travel Bubble Scheme, will continue to increase. The people of Singapore welcomed the implementation of the travel bubble among Bintan District, Batam City and Singapore BBS, considering that they have not been able to go abroad for the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Hence, Ambassador Suryo Pratomo lauded the Riau Island Provincial's government endeavors to prepare the tourism activities and travel bubble scheme. State-owned electricity company PT PLN has prepared 36 locations for rooftop photovoltaic PV solar panels with a capacity of 869 kilowatt peak to support the implementation of this year's G20 summit in Bali province. The company's regional business director for Java, Madura and Bali regions, Haryanto, said in a statement on Sunday he has assessed that the solar panels will increase the utilization of clean energy to support the government's energy transition program, which is also one of the G20 leaders' agenda at the Bali summit. In addition, PLN is establishing a hybrid solar power plant in Nusa Penida, Bali province, which will provide clean electricity of 3.5 megawatt. PLN will also build 60 units of ultra-fast electric vehicle charging station, SPKLU, and 21 rapid electric car charging stations in a number of strategic locations, as well as provide 150 electric vehicle home charging units. Let's move on to the international news. About 12,000 people in Malaysia have been evacuated from their homes, officials said on Sunday, after heavy rains caused flooding in the country's east coast states. The tropical Southeast Asian nation was hit by bouts of bad weather over the weekend, as continuous rain swamped towns on the peninsula's east coast. Malaysia often sees stormy weather at this time of year, with seasonal flooding regularly causing mass evacuation. Official data showed 11,831 people housed in flood relief centers in Kelantan and Terengganu as of 8:30 a.m. GMT or 4:30 p.m. Singapore time on Sunday. Addressing the recent flooding, Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob said authorities were being mobilized to evacuate victims. The Philippines will lift most COVID-19 restrictions in the capital Manila next month. President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesperson said on Sunday, after a sharp drop in the infection and a rising number of people vaccinated. Businesses, government agencies and public transport will be allowed to operate at full capacity when the metropolis of 13 million people is placed on the lowest alert level on March 1st. Masks will still have to be worn in public but will no longer be required during sports or exercise under the new rules, which also apply to another 38 areas of the country. The largest plane in the world, Ukraine's Antonov 225 cargo plane, was destroyed by Russian strike outside Kiev on the fourth day of Moscow's invasion. The aircraft was unique to the world. At 84 meters long, it could transport up to 250 tons of cargo at a speed of up to 850 kilometers per hour. It had been named Mria, which means dream in Ukrainian. Weapons manufacturer Ukroboronprom estimated that restoring the Mria would cost over $3 billion and could take over 5 years. World Bank President David Malpass said on Sunday the bank may be able to provide Ukraine with more financial resources within days, and that additional aid for the war-torn country will be discussed by G7 finance leaders on Tuesday. Malpass told CBS face the nations he was not yet considering what would happen if the Ukraine government falls, but the bank is doing everything to support the people of Ukraine. Malpass said he would join a virtual meeting on Tuesday of finance ministers and central bank governors from the G7 Western democracies, who will discuss other options and can decide a lot of how much aid goes into Ukraine. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on discourse on postponing the 2024 election. More recently, the Indonesian people have been disturbed by the discourse that the 2024 general election should be postponed for 1 or 2 years. This was voiced by Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, who is also General Chairperson of the National Awakening Party, BKP, Mohaimin Iskandar, after receiving guests from a group of entrepreneurs and banking economic analysts. He perceived that Indonesia's economy due to COVID-19 pandemic has not fully recovered, so that the 2024 general election may have the potential to cause conflict. If the election is postponed, President Joko Widodo will get an extension of the term of office. The proposals immediately resulted in pros and cons. The National Mandate Party PAN became one of the parties that supported the proposal. On the contrary, the NasDem Party, Prosperous Justice Party PKS, Democrats and the PDIP rejected the proposals. The proposed postponement of the election evoke public memories of the discourse in 2019 on the extensions of the presidential terms of office for 3 terms. This was firmly rejected by President Joko Widodo. He even suspected that the party who proposed it deliberately wanted to mislead him. The president also emphasized that he was a product of a direct election based on the Constitution 1945 post-reform. The discourse of the 3 terms presidency reappeared in 2021. Once again, President Joko Widodo asserted that he had no intention and no interest in serving for 3 terms. He also affirmed that his stance of rejecting the discourse would never change. President Joko Widodo brings this up as a commitment to interpret the contents of the 1945 Constitution that the terms of office of the president is limited to 2 terms only. He also asked all sides not to make trouble. According to President Joko Widodo, it would be better if all focus on handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Postponing the election would have an impact on the extensions of the president's terms of office. Until now, President Joko Widodo has not responded to the current discourse. However, the potentials for disruption has begun to appear. A number of parties also want the president to respond immediately. If the 5-year extension is vehemently rejected by President Joko Widodo, just a short extension through the postponement of the election seems unlikely to be approved, even though he stated his stance in the past. But now, President Joko Widodo should immediately respond to the discourse so that the controversy is not prolonged by encouraging the General Election Commission to immediately prepare for the 2024 election as well as possible. This action can at the same time answer public questions on the president's position in responding to the discourse of postponing the election. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history will begin on February 28, 1922. Egypt gains independence from Britain. Egypt is a land that has an ancient civilization that is more than 8,000 years old. From the 16th century until the early 20th century, Egypt was controlled by foreign powers ranging from the Ottoman Empire, French, to the British Empire. On February 28, 1922, Egypt gained independence but remained under a British protectorate. In 1953, the Egyptian government system was changed from a kingdom to a republic. Let's move on to February 28, 1972, when the Shanghai Communique signed. The Shanghai Communique is an important diplomatic document issued by the United States and the People's Republic of China on February 28, 1972, during President Richard Nixon's visit to China. The document states that it is in the nation's interest that the United States and China work towards normalizing their relationship. However, this did not happen until the joint communique of establishing diplomatic relations 7 years later. I learned today in history on February 28, 1997, when the earthquake in Iran occurred. On February 28, 1997, Ardabil, a historic city in the northern Iran, shook violently. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.1 happened near Ardabil, which occurred at 12:57 UTC and lasted 15 seconds. Initial reports put 1,100 people dead, 2,600 injured, and 36,000 homeless. Another report said 12,000 houses were damaged or destroyed and 160,000 livestock died in Ardabil. Severe damage occurred the roads, power lines, communication and water distribution system around Ardabil. Hospitals and other medical buildings were filled with earthquake-affected patients. More than 83 villages were affected by the earthquake with varying degrees of damage. After the earthquake, snow fell, which made the heap up to 46 centimeters. This condition hampered efforts to rescue victims affected by the earthquake in the old city of Ardabil. That was Today in History.
Yeah.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia and the UK seek to strengthen trade and investment relations through a meeting between Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi and British Minister of International Trade Anne-Marie Trevelyan in Jakarta. The meeting was the first to be held within the framework of the Joint Economy and Trade Committee JETCO, Indonesian United Kingdom, which was agreed upon April 2021. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi, in a virtual press conference in Jakarta last Wednesday, February 23rd, said, during the meeting, they discussed several issues, including increasing trade transactions between the two countries. In addition, the two countries also discussed cooperation in renewable energy, food, beverage, agriculture, as well as their engagement at the G20 Forum and the World Trade Organization, WTO. They also discussed what next steps could be for the two countries to cooperate in the future. Muhammad Lutfi emphasized specifically for the green energy, food, beverage, and agriculture sector. Indonesia and the UK have also formed two working groups. He hopes that through the working group, a concrete agreement can be established between the two countries, one of them regarding future free trade agreements, FTAs. Meanwhile, British Minister of International Trade Anne-Marie Trevelyan said, the total trade value between Indonesia and the UK has reached £2.6 billion. According to Trevelyan, through JETCO, the British government wants to strengthen it and see the great potential between the two countries. She emphasized Indonesia and the UK have the potential to strengthen cooperation in the fields of trade and investment.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now. Right now, I'm living in my dreams right now. What now? Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'm making my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih, dan terus berlari. Do what he's about to say.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Cold
close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We moving in the different pace, we running in the different pace, we share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust the move in school. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. I'll shine in depression and the bad thoughts.
We're thirsty diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
RRI Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu is one of the unique tourism attractions in Kudus Regency, Central Java. This tourism object, which is located in Japan Village, Dawe District, Kudus Regency, is believed to have various health benefits. The location of the tourism attraction of Air Tiga Rasa, or known as Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu, is located in the Sheikh Sazalit Tomb Complex. To go to this location, visitors only need to cover a distance of about 20 kilometers from the center of Kudus City. After arriving in Japan Village, tourists with drive cars can park at the parking lot and continue the journey about 2 kilometers by motorcycle taxi. According to the local people's beliefs, the water from Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu has different tastes and benefits. The first water source has a slightly sour taste, which is believed to cure various diseases. The second source of water tastes like soft drinks in general. The benefit of this second water source is that it can raise self-confidence for the visitors who drink it. Meanwhile, the third spring has a strong taste like liqueur. The water from this third spring has the benefit of facilitating good fortune. But when the three kinds of water are mixed, it will produce water with a fresh taste. Even though the Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu tourism attraction is in the middle of a forest and at the top of the hill of Mount Muria, which does not yet have electricity, visitors can still enjoy the various facilities available. For example, motorcycle taxis for those who do not want to walk, food stalls that are open 24 hours, simple lodging rooms, prayer rooms, and bathrooms. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかわんてかるバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbreaking van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I'm gonna sing out loud. If you feel Let's take it higher now.
You give me the fire.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin wants to know Boris' opinion about his neighborhood. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini?
Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. Menurutmu, menurutmu, which means according to you. Menurutku, menurutku, which means according to me. Tentang, tentang, which means about. Lingkungan, lingkungan, which means neighborhood. Bagaimana pendapatmu? Bagaimana pendapatmu? Which means what is your opinion? Bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means what do you think? Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini? Which means what do you think about the neighborhood here? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what is your opinion about the neighborhood here? Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means, according to me, the neighborhood is more comfortable than in my old place. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what do you think about the neighborhood here? In the question, there is an expression, bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, what do you think? The expression is used to ask an opinion. For example, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what do you think about the neighborhood here? Besides bagaimana menurutmu, bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think, another expression to ask an opinion in Indonesian is bagaimana pendapatmu, bagaimana pendapatmu, which means what is your opinion. Examples: bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini, which means what do you think about the neighborhood here. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means I think the neighborhood here is more comfortable than in my old place. Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Which means what is your opinion about the neighborhood here? Menurutku di sini lingkungannya lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku di sini lingkungannya lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means, in my opinion, the neighborhood here is more comfortable than in my old place. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini?
Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Try, stop caring too much, just let go and fly. See, you
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Tanam Padi by Yeni Arbian. The song Tanam Padi was composed by Espa Dimin. It describes the fertility of Indonesia's soil with widespread fields and farms. This song is included in the 85-86 student keroncong champion album. Alright listener, here is Yeni Arbian with the keroncong song entitled Tanam Padi. Enjoy! Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.